of all things. Netherlands Newsbits. The first converts to the church in the Netherlands were baptized on October 1, 1861, near a village called Broek by Akkerwoud. On his way to Jerusalem in 1841, Elder Orson Hyde spent more than a week in Rotterdam explaining the gospel, but Latter-day Saint missionaries were not assigned to the Netherlands for another 20 years. Now there are three stakes and about 7,900 church members in the Netherlands. The Hague Netherlands Temple was dedicated on September 8, 2002. Signing up for modesty. Frustrated with how hard it is to find modest clothing, young women in the Harris First Ward, Mesa, Arizona Central Stake, gathered more than 1,500 signatures from like-minded friends and classmates in just 3 weeks. What started as a Laurel project for Lisa Prince and Julie Despain grew to include the other 30 or so young women in the ward and became front-page news. The petition drive earned them a lot of attention both from the media and from a couple of national clothing retailers. The youth stood as witnesses in interviews with two Arizona newspapers, radio shows in Ireland and Arizona, and magazines in Germany and Australia. They also got to talk with vice presidents of two major department stores. The girls were invited to submit their ideas, participate in focus groups, and try out new fashions. Representatives of both department stores said more modest fashions were on the way. "We had no idea we'd get the response we did," said DeLynn Bodine, the young women president. In the end, the young women realized that living their values could bless people all over the world. They spoke to us, looking for a way to get more from General Conference. In May issues of the Ensign and Liahona, look for a new feature called They Spoke to Us. You'll be directed to specific talks that answer questions like these. Why is an education so important? President Gordon B. Hinckley tells why in Stay on the High Road. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the 70 tells you how and when thou art converted. Inspiration at your fingertips. Did you know that 30 years of the new era is available on the Internet? Inspiration when you want it. Inspiration when you need it. Check us out at www.lds.org. Test your LDS IQ. The Prophet Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery were ordained to the Aaronic priesthood by John the Baptist on the banks of the Susquehanna River near Harmony, Pennsylvania, on May 15, 1829. You've probably known that since primary, but can you answer these questions about the story of the restoration of the priesthood? 1. Who was the third person baptized in this dispensation after Joseph and Oliver? A. Lucy Mack Smith, B. Emma Smith, and C. Samuel Smith. The answer, B. Emma Smith. 2. Why did Joseph go to Harmony to begin the translation of the plates? A. He and Emma wanted to visit Emma's parents, Isaac and Elizabeth Hale. B. To escape persecution in New York. C. To be closer to Ohio, where the church would be moving soon. The answer, B. To escape persecution in New York. 3. To be closer to Ohio, where the church would be moving soon. Which friend of Oliver Cowdery asked Oliver to write and tell him about Joseph Smith when Oliver met Joseph in Pennsylvania? A. Martin Harris. B. David Whitmer. C. Parley P. Pratt. The answer, B. David Whitmer. 4. What were Joseph and Oliver praying about when John the Baptist appeared to restore the Aaronic priesthood? A. How to baptize for the remission of sins. B. How to receive the priesthood. C. How to proceed in the translation of the gold plates. The answer, A. How to baptize for the remission of sins. They had been translating 3 Nephi chapter 11. 5. Where does the Susquehanna River begin and end? A. Pennsylvania and Maryland. B. New York and Maryland. C. New York and Virginia. The answer, B. New York and Maryland. End of the section of All Things.